Zog the Gemara, Daf Lamed Dalad, Omed Aleph, three lines from the bottom. V'omar Rove, and Rove said as follows, Mipnei ma omru, ein toimnim bedovor, she'en emoisif hevel mishach hashecha. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to be toimin b'chamin, you're allowed to insulate ben hashmoshes. However, you're not allowed to be toimin, you're not allowed to insulate bedovor she'en emoisif hevel, even if it does not add on any more heat, Mishach HaShecha, once it's nightfall. Meaning, Ben HaShemoshes, you'll have to be Toymen B'dover. That's Eina Moisef Hevel. But Mishach HaShecha, you cannot. What's the reason you can't do it Mishach HaShecha? Gzera Shamiyatiach. If let's say you'll find out that your pot cooled off already, so now before you want to be Toymen it, before you want to insulate it, you might come and be Matiach it again. You might come to reheat it again. Now, the Rosh brings over here, adds him this 2 days, because if you hold that ein bishel achabishel bedover lach, so what's the chash over here? So if you say yesh bishel achabishel, then you can be mevashel once it was mevushel already, if it cooled off by dover lach, so then it's very good. The chash is, you come to be mevashel b'shabbos. Meaning there's an issa bishel, even something that was mevushel already, the fact that it cooled off, yesh bishel achabishel bedover lach. So that's the chash over here. It might cool off and you might come to Mevashel again. But according to the Rashi ben Daf Mem, that holds Ein Bishel Acha Bishel by Dover Lach. Even by Dover Lach, there's no Bishel Acha Bishel. Once it's cooked, it doesn't get cooked again. There's no Issa Bishel. So what's the chash over here? So it cooled off. So what? What are you going to do? So Zok the Rosh, the chash is that you might be Mechata B'Gecholim. You might stoke the fire in order to cook up the Meichel again before you are toiming it. Meaning, ain't chamitzat the bishel, there's no problem, because ain't bishel like bishel. But you might stoke the fire, be a dayim, in order to warm up the meichel before you matmin it. And that's a very big chiddush, because we're saying over here that the zechshashi might come to actually stoke a fire. It's not like shemayata, that the light is flickering, so the zechshashi might adjust the fire, adjust the flame, because you forget what you're doing. Here we're saying, be a dayim, you might go and stoke the coals in order to reheat something that cooled off. So ain't mitzat the bishel, you're not over, because ain't bishlach a bishel, but mitzat the chitu yakcholim, you're over. That's a regular avora. So that's a chiddush over here that the Rosh wants to say, Laman de Omar, that ain't bishlach a bishel. But that's a chash that we're saying over here, why you're not matmin, bedover she'ena moisiv hevel mishach hashecha, gzero shema yatiach. So Omale Abaya, so Abaye said, if this is only osa, Mishach HaShecha, Yochi Ben HaShemoshes Nami Nigzor, so maybe we choshed the same thing. The Mishnah says, Ben HaShemoshes, you're allowed to be toimen, Bedovah She'en HaMoisef Hevel. Say the same chash, that Bedovah She'en HaMoisef Hevel, it should be osa, Ben HaShemoshes, to be matmin. And the Mishnah says clearly, that you are allowed to be toimen, Ben HaShemoshes is a chamin, but toimen is a chamin, Bedovah She'en HaMoisef Hevel. So why are we not goyzer by Ben HaShemoshes too? Omalei, so he answered, so Rava answered back, Stam kidei rois roit chesein. Ben HaShemoshes is no chash, you're going to reheat the food item. Ben HaShemoshes, it's somuch to the time that it was still on the fire, it was before Shabbos. It's Ben HaShemoshes. When are we choshes that you might reheat something, that it might cool off? That's only because of Mishach HaShecha, it's already nightfall. That's past the time that you shut the fire from before Shabbos. But behind that, we're talking about Ben HaShemoshes, so then there's no chash you reheat it because it's still warm. Stam kederes al-roit chesein, because it's somach to Ben HaShemoshes, so in Melo, there's no chash that you will be martiach. There's no chash shem yatiach. So that's why you're allowed to be toimi, you're allowed to insulate Ben HaShemoshes by Dovah Shein HaMosef Hevel. Zog the Gemara v'Omar Rove, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, why can't you insulate by Dovra Moisiv Hevel, by type of insulations that add on heat, even in the daytime? It's also even in the daytime to do that. That you might come to insulate in ashes, in hot ashes, that have a gacheles, that have coals in there, live coals. So because there's a gacheles in there, so then you might come to stoke it. That's the Gemara's kasha. Omalei Abaye v'yatmin. What's the issa being toimen in hot ashes that has coals in there? You're doing this in the daytime. We're talking about ein toimen. You're not allowed to insulate the dovah meis vevel miboy yoim. The chayitz in the daytime. So Gemara gzeira shema yechate b'gecholim. You might come to stoke these gecholim since you're matmin in in remets, in hot ashes that have coals in there, gacheles, you might come to be matiach mechatami in these gacholim. You might come to stoke these gacholim at night. Why would you do it at night? In order to expedite the bishul process. Because it wasn't the mevushal kol tzarki yet. So you're not allowed to be toimen bedova ha-moisev hevel in bo yoim, because you might come to be matmin in remets, which has gacheles, and then at nighttime you might come to be mechatami gacholim. Now, l'chayra, this is a double gzeira, because it's gzeira shemayatim b'remetz, and gzeira shemayichat b'gecholim at night. So you have to say, the Pirush Mishnayos and the Rambam, in the beginning of the fourth parak, says clearly that it's kula chad gzeira. The chad gzeira shemayatim b'remetz yesh b'gecholim, and that would choshesh that you might come to be mechata. And the hint that we have this gzeira, so it's also even by a kederi that's mevushal called tzarka, yinala be matmin b'dova ha-moisiv hevel. And that's halach in Reish Nun Zayin. That bedova hamoisiv hevel inala be matmin even mebeoid yoim, and this is even by a kederi that's mevusha called tzarkoi. We'll see soon in the third parak and the fourth parak we'll go to the sugya of vatmonin. But in Reish Nun Zayin we talk a pasuk bedova hamoisiv hevel. It's also even mebeoid yoim, even by kederi shebisha called tzarkoi, or to this case that you might be mechata by something that's not mevusha called tzarkoi, and if you do it mishach hasheicha. So then, or Ben Ashmoshes, then it's mutter by Dovah She'ena Moisiv Hevel. You're allowed to be matmin. Mishach HaShecha, we said it's also. But Ben Ashmoshes, it's mutter by Dovah She'ena Moisiv Hevel. Zog the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon. Ben Ashmoshes, it is few studim in Ben Ashmoshes what it is. Sofik mina yoim mina laila. Meaning it's a sofik, it might have components of yoim and laila within it. Sofik kulam in a yoim. Or possibly it's totally daytime. Sofek kulam in a laila, or possibly it's totally nighttime. So matilin oisoi lechomer shnei ayomim. So because it has in it a sofek, if it's a sofek yoim, sofek laila, so we give it the chumra of the yoim and the laila, dependent on when. On Friday we don't do melacha bin hashmoshes sofek that it's laila, and on Motzei Shabbos we don't do melacha because sofek min ayomim. Now the Ritva in Yumid of Mimzayin says that Ben Ashmosh's gufa the sofik is, because since it has an itat to the sasri, it has an it yoim and laila, that's gufa at stira, so that's gufa what makes it into a sofik. Now, in the etzim din of Ben Ashmosh's, the Gemara over here is saying that the din sofik is matilin oisil lechomim v'shnei ayomim. Usually we know we go with chazokas, whatever it was beforehand, so it remains with that status. So Zogdar Sameach, in Shabbos, Perakei, there's no such thing as chazokas when it comes to his man. Why? Because since the whole Ben Ashmoshes, the word is, it's a chazok asui l'shtanois, it's something that's bound to change. So it's not the pshat, it's a suffix on a person. It's a suffix on a maisa, on a melacha that you do. The suffix is on his man. So every rega, every moment is a new suffix. So mele, it's not shaykh to be machzik from a previous rega to current rega. It's like, ein machzikin michatichel chatichel, like the Gemara says in Nida Daf Dalet. So here also, you can't be make a chazoka from one rega to another. So mele, the Ben Ashmoshes remains a suffix. And we don't say it's cheskas yoim because before it was yoim. Zog the Gemara of Eidu Ben Ashmoshes. When is this Ben Ashmoshes? What is it? How do you define it? Zog the Gemara of Mishetishka Achamo, from Shkias Achamo, Kol Zman Shepenei Mizroch Madimin. As long as you still see rays of redness of the sun, so Memela, then it's still Ben Ashmoshes. Hichsev Atachton. However, if the lower part of the Rekia became blackened, the Bialoch and Reish Tzadik Gimel says, it doesn't mean black, it just means the Admimus was removed. It's a stalak d'admimus. So then, and still, v'lo hichsif ha'elyon, even though the upper part of the kippah, sarikia, is not hichsif, that's still red, that's ready ben ashmoshes. That's still ben ashmoshes. Hichsif ha'elyon v'hishv l'tachton. But if let's say the elyon is shoved to the tachton, they both hishchir, zeh ulaylo. So again, so ben ashmoshes is from shkia shachamo, as long as p'nei mizrach are still madimin. However, hichsev atachton v'lichsev elyon, that's still ben ashmoshes, unless it's hichsev elyon v'ushev atachton, unless it's equally hishchiru, so then it's laila. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, now the Rashba explains these different shitas. The machloikas is coming to explain, the Gemara later on, the Flamed Helmet Bey says that the shir is Ben Hashmosh is until Gimel Kachavim Beinanim. So the question is, what is the Hagdorah of Gimel Kachavim Beinanim? So each one's being Magdir, what the Gimel Kachavim Beinanim of Laila is. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Hishva Hatachtan Le'elyon, only then it's considered Laila. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, no. Kadeshi Halach Ono Mishdishka Hachamachatzi Mil. The amount of time that it takes a person to walk a half a mil from Shkiyas Hachama, that is Ben Hashmoshes. And after that half a mil distance, what it takes to walk, it's Laila. So a mil is 2,000 Amma. So half a mil is 1,000 Amma. A mil is 18 minutes to walk, so then a half a mil would be 9 minutes. That's really machlokes what a mil is. Is a mil 18 minutes, so then it would taka be 9 minutes. Or maybe a mil is not 18, but 22.5 minutes, then half of that would be 11 and a quarter minutes. Or a mil is 24 minutes, so half of that would be 12 minutes. So the point is, a half a mil, which is pashta, is 18 minutes, so 9 minutes is a shir, ben hashmoshes, and after that is laila, according to Reb Nechemya. The third shita, Reb Yosi Omer, ben hashmoshes kerafayin, ben hashmoshes like the blink of an eye. Zeh nichnas, vzeh yoytze. The laila enters, and the yoim leaves. So it's from 1 second to another, it goes from yoim to laila. And it can't be defined. It's such a minuscule span of time that it can't be defined properly. So these are the three shitas, like the Rashba says, that are magdir. When is it considered Gimel Kachavim Beinanim? Is it like Reb Yehuda, that Hichsev HaTachtim LeHichsev HaElyon, that's still Ben Hashmoshes, until it's Hichsev HaElyon VeHushva LeTachtoin, only then it's Laila? Is it a Shir Chatzi Mil, the amount that it takes to walk Chatzi Mil, then it's Laila, 9 minutes? Or is it Keheref Ayin from one moment to another? Meaning, we're machmir, the chumrah of yoim and laila. Lamai hilchaso, legabi, what is that relevant? Omar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, le'inyin tumah. It's relevant, legabi, the din of tumah. K'detanan, the halach is that if a zov only has one riyah, so that's regular tumas carry. He's toivel, after have shemesh, he's tor. But a zov that has two riyahs, so then he's tomei. And the tumah is tumazayin. If he has three riyas on three consecutive days, so then he's chayiv, not just his tumah tumazayin, but he's chayiv a korban also. Now, in order to be tumah tumaziva, it has to be two riyas that are consecutive. It can't be one riyah one day and a day in between. So the nafkamina will be as follows. K'detanan, if a zov rosh neyomim ben hashmoshes, he saw two consecutive days on ben hashmoshes, so now it's a sofek, the tumah ula korban. It's possible that the first day was Yoim, and the second day, Ben Hashmoshes, was Laila. Not exact same time, on different times of Ben Hashmoshes. So because it's possible that one is Yoim and one is Laila, so it is not consecutive days, one after another. Because the first Ben Hashmoshes was the previous day, and the second Ben Hashmoshes is the following day. It's Laila. So it's two Rias, but with a Hepsik in between. So then he's not going to be Tomei Tumas Zayin. Or it's possible that since Ben Hashmoshes hasn't it Miktsas Yoim and Miktsas Laila, so the first Ben Hashmoshes was Yoim and Laila, which is like 2 days, and the second one is Yoim, so it's a third day. So it's possible that it's considered like three Rias and 3 days. So Mamela, it will be Chayiv a Karban too. So it's Sofik Letumah LeKarban. Ro Yoim Echot Ben Hashmoshes, then it's Sofik Letumah. There's no Sofik Karban if it's only 1 day. 1 day is only a Sofik if it's considered two Rias or not. That Ben Hashmoshes. It's Tomei for Tumas Ziva, or it's Tomei Tumas Ziva. Masha'enke in Legabe Tumas Korban, to be Tomei and Chayve Korban, that Avadah is no tzad when it's only Ro Yom Echot. So that'd be the Nafkamina. The Nafkamina of Ben Hashmoshes is relevant L'mahilchza Legabe Din of Tumas Ziva, if he's Tomei Tumas Ziva, or he's Chayve Korban too, when it's two Riyas Ben Hashmoshes. Zogdim Havayta Hoguf Akasha, the Etzim Din of Ben Hashmoshes, the Braisa Shver, why? Amrit Ezu Ben Hashmoshes. First we said, what's called Ben Hashmoshes? Misha Tishka Achama, Kozman Shepenei Mizrach Madimin. As long as the eastern side is still Maidim, the Mizrach side, that's called Ben Hashmoshes. And we're Medayek, Ho Hichsif Tachtim Le Hichsif Elyon, Lailahu. But if let's say the Tachtim was Hichsif, even though the Elyon was not Hichsif, the lower part of the Rukia was Hichsif, that the Admimus is away, that's already called Lailah. When is it Ben Hashmoshes? when the eastern side is maidim. But if let's say hichsev atachto and this mizach side is hichsev, even though it's not hichsev elyon, that's lailo. And then it says hichsev atachto and hichsev elyon is ben hashmoshes. As long as it's not both hichsev, it's still ben hashmoshes. So l'chor it seems like a stira. Omer Rabbe, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Koich v'toni. You have to learn this as one dibur, as one braisa, meaning as one memra. Ezu ben hashmoshes, what's called ben hashmoshes? Bishetishka chama, if once it hits shkia, kozman she pnei mizuch madimin, as long as pnei mizuch is still maidim. Vihichsif atachtoin, vihichsif elyon, nami ben hashmoshes. Even though it's hichsif atachtoin, as long as it's not hichsif elyon, it's also ben hashmoshes. However, hichsif elyon vihushva letachtoin, if the elyon is hichsif, and it's shovit to the tachtoin, they're both hichsif, then it's lailo. So that's the shita of Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Rav Yosef says, that was Rabbe, Om Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Rav Yosef said the name of Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Hochi Ketoni. Bishetishka hachamo kozman shepnei mizuch madim in yoim. He's much more makel. He says, no. Bishetishka hachamo. From Shkiyas hachamo. Or it's machmeh when it's what's called Lilo. Meaning, Bishetishka hachamo kozman shepnei mizuch madim in, that's still yoim. Yoim is extended even though it's madimin. It's still called yoim. Hichsev atachtem, lehichsev elyon, but it's hichsev atachtem, when the tachtem became dark, and the elyon not, that's ben hashmoshes, shorter span. Hichsev elyon vushvel atachtem, that's called laila. So we have a machloikus in Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Rabbi says that kozman shepnei mizuch madimin, that's called ben hashmoshes, and hichsev atachtem is also ben hashmoshes, but ben hashmoshes starts kozman shepnei mizuch madimin, and Rav Yosef says in the name Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, no. When it's Pnei Mizuch Madimin, that's Yoim. When is it considered Ben Hashmoshes? Only when it's Hichsev Atachtem and Hichsev Elyon. When it's Hichsev Elyon Vishvel Atachtem, that's Laila. Both agree to that. But the Nafkamina is, when it's Pnei Mizuch Madimin, the Mizuch is Madimin and not Hichsev, is that Yoim? Rav Yosef says that's called Yoim. And Rabbi says, in the name of Yonah Mashmul, that's called Ben Hashmoshes. So come now, according to Rabbi, Ben Hashmoshes is a longer time span than according to Rav Yosef. According to Rabbi, Ben Hashmoshes starts by when the Pnei Mizuch Madimin, and according to Rav Yosef, Ben Hashmoshes only starts when it's Hichsev Atachtoin, when it became dark, and the Madimin, the Admimus of the Pnei Mizuch, was removed. So, that according to Rabbi, it's a longer time span, and according to Rav Yosef, it's a shorter time span, the Itmar. Shir Ben Hashmoshes, Bekamo, if you want to define it in time, what's the Shir Ben Hashmoshes? Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi said, Omar Shmuel, Shloisha Chelkemil. That means three parts of a mil. What is shloisha chelke mil? Zog the Gemara, my shloisha chelke mil. If it means ilay mitlosa palga mil, if it means three halves is 1.5. So name a mil v'mechza, just say 1.5. Elo means tlosa tilsa mil. It means 3/3 of a mil. 3/3 of a mil is 1. So Zog the Gemara, name a mil. So Elo, what it means, three parts means tlosa rive mil. It means 3/4 of a mil. Shloisha rive mil, 3/4 of a mil. That is the shear of Ben Hashmoshes. And like we said before, if a mil is 18 minutes, so 3/4 of 18 would be 13.5 minutes. So that's Rabbi Shita. The shear of Ben Hashmoshes is the shear of Shloisha Chelke Mil, 3/4. What's Rav Yosef Shita? Rav Yosef Om Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Shnei Chelke Mil. It's two parts of a mil. What does two parts mean? Mai Shnei Chelke Mil. Ilei Metre Palge Mil. If it means two halves, so two halves is one. So lem a mil, let me say 1 mil. Elamide means tre riv a mil. It means 2/4 of a mil. Well, 2/4 is a half. So lem a chatzi mil. Elazok de Gemara, taf lamet heom ed aleph, tre tilse mil. It means 2/3 of a mil. So Rav Yosef's shita is that it's 2/3 of a mil, and Rabbi, it's 3/4 of a mil. So what's a larger shear? You have to make a common denominator between 2/3 and 3/4. So the banim has to be 12. So 3/4 is 3 times 4 is 12, so it's 9/12 of a mil, according to Rabbi. And according to Rav Yosef, that it's 2/3, it's 4 times 3, so it's 4 times 2 is 8/12. So it's either 9/12 of a mil, according to Rabbi, and according to Rav Yosef, it's 8/12 of a mil. So what's a larger shear of Ben Hashmoshes, a bigger time span? Rabbi Shita. So we see Ozda L'Tamayu, that Rabbi Shita of 3/4 is more than 2/3, because one is 9/12 and one is 8/12. What's the nafkamina between these two things, the two shurim, between 3/4 of a mil and 2/3, which is really 9/12 and 8/12? Ikbinayu palga de danka, a half of a sixth. a half of a sixth is 1/12. So it's 1/12 of a mil is the difference between 3/4 of a mil and 2/3 of a mil. So we see l'shitosam that Rabbi is a bigger, larger shear time span than Rav Yosef. Now we pass like Rav Yehuda that it's shloish of a mil, that it's 3/4 of a mil, not like Rav Yosef that it's 2/3. And in Reis Samach Aleph, and 3/4 of a mil is also a question, what is a mil? Is a mil 18 minutes, or 3/4 would be 13.5? Is a mil 22.5 minutes, so 3/4 would be around 16 and a half minutes? Or is a mil 24 minutes, so 3/4 of a mil would be 18 minutes? So somewhere between 13.5 and 18. It happens to be a machlokes mishabur and chazanish, and the chazanish is meiko. He holds 3/4 of a mil is 13.5 minutes. And according to Mishabura, it's 18 minutes. That'd be enough kamina, legabe lila, according to Shitza Goinim, that they pass in 3/4 of a mil. Is it specifically even by 13.5 minutes or dafka by 18 minutes after Shkia? Now, we'll see soon, Toises, we'll see tomorrow in the Flamin Helmut Aleph brings Shitza Ben Utam that has a whole different cheshbon and there's two Shkias, so it's a whole different time span of what's called Ben Hashmoshes. Now, the etzim din of 3/4 of a mil of 18 minutes or 13.5 minutes, do you look at it as Shoy's Shavois or do you look at it as Shoy's Manios? Meaning that it fluctuates different times of the year, so then it's different time spans. The 13.5 are not always 13.5 minutes. It depends in the summer or in the winter. These are the different shitas, and we'll see more tomorrow. We'll stop over here. The top of Lamed Hey, Omed Aleph.